You are the organizer of Punk Rock Holiday. Tell me something about the history of the festival.
I'm doing shows in Ljubljana, in Galahala, in Metelko. I do a lot of like punk shows. And in 2009, a friend of mine phoned me like that he's doing a festival in my hometown, which is like 60 kilometers from Ljubljana, and that they're trying to do some free festival like on an open field. So like I asked about the lineup. They wanted to me to arrange some like ska and punk rock bands. And then I said, look, why don't we do like a proper punk rock festival and like set an entrance and see what we can do, you know? They had some student money, so, you know, it was like a good example of how not spending like the money and next year you don't do anything, but to basically start a proper festival. And we were doing it for like 2 years, and then the students like lost interest because they wanted to do it more commercial. So we moved the festival to Tolmin, which is like known by Metal Camp and the Reggae Festival before, like amazing location and everything. I was working there as a stage manager on Metal Camp for like six years, so I knew the location very well. I knew the local crew. I knew the everything basically logistically to make it happen. So we in 2011 we just decided to make it like bigger, and yeah, so we had like luck with the lineup because like NoFX and Bad Religion was on tour at the same time, so we had both of these bands, so we caught some publicity, but we didn't have enough audience just in Slovenia, so the festival was like a huge minus like the first year. So in the second year, like the guys from Metal Camp actually convinced us that like it was good and it was worth still doing it, you know. So they kind of like offered us support, like even financial support to continue doing the festival. So and basically in 2014 was the first year that we finally break even. So it was like a long 4 years, like a lot of work to do, a lot of struggles and everything, because the scene in Slovenia is small, so you can basically expect like 2,000 people max. So and you know, to get the attention of the like German audience and like people from Belgium and everywhere, it takes a while, you know.
Yes. And how many people do you expect this year?
I mean, we're basically using metal camps, Metal Days now, second stage, so it's kind of limited to 4,000 to 5,000 people. And by the pre-sales, we're like we have more than 2,000 tickets sold already. So, I mean, I think it should be sold out. If the trend continues, it should be sold out this year. But this means like 4,000 people, which is like still a small, like cozy festival on a great location. So, and we tend not to move the stage to the main stage, like where Metal Days has it, which is like 12,000 capacity, because I think what we're doing is like a big club show, open air, you know, without barriers. And I think it's like, it's something unique, it's something different, and that's why people like it, and we want to keep it this way, you know. Mm-hmm. Underground, and you know,
what can you tell me about the infrastructure at the festival?
Basically, like the whole location is like really amazing, like the conjunction of two rivers, like it's pretty diverse. So it's basically, it's not a field, it's a forest like next to the river, so most of the camping site is basically in the forest, so you have shades, you have like everything, you know. You have two festival beaches, so it's kind of like you would go like on vacation on some river, you know, and you have shows there like from, you know.
And are there cities or villages around
Tolmin. Tolmin is, I think they have like 2,500 citizens, and it's like 5 minutes walk from the festival.
Oh, okay.
So it's a small like mountain village. So we have like also like if you want to walk to the village, like to have some pizza or whatever, it's like it's just there, you know. Everything's like really close, so you don't have to like travel, I don't know, somewhere to find the first store. So it's really cool. And campsite, you can basically when you arrive, you can bring in the campsite everything you want, you know. So it's like really an open place. And also for the bands, that's like in the middle of the location, there's an abandoned hotel casino. So there's like proper backstages with you know, showers and, you know.
Sounds pretty good.
I mean, it's an amazing location. So.
And another important question is how much is the price for the beer?
It's €3.
Okay. And is it allowed to bring your own beer from the camping place to the festival area?
No. That's the only limit. But in the campsite, we also have a like a small store, a brewery, where you can get like a beer in a can for €1. So
okay,
but you're not allowed to bring any beer to the festival.
This year's lineup includes headliner like Beatsteaks, Les and Jake. Flogging Molly, and I think there are bigger festivals where they could play, probably get more money. What do you think? Why do they come to your festival nevertheless?
I mean, I did like headliner shows with all these bands in Slovenia, and they pretty much know that the scene here is small, and but there's like an amazing audience, you know. So, and we're also doing it, the festival, in the middle of the week, you know, from Tuesday to Thursday. We have all the main acts we have from Tuesday to Thursday. So, you know, it's for them, it's better to play a festival like this than to have some headliner show somewhere on Tuesday, you know. It's still a festival, but it's, you know, for them it works better to play a festival because, you know, everything works better for them. So that's basically the key for us, to have it in the middle of the week. Because if you travel to Tolmin from Germany, you know, for 4 days, it doesn't matter if it's Friday or Tuesday. I mean, you're going on a holiday, so you're going for a full week. And it's also, I don't know, basically we have a really good connection with bands, you know, because we do it like the whole festival is done like completely different. I mean, I'm there, I meet the band there. It's not, they're not like some numbers, you know, on them, everything like rider, blah, blah, blah. So it's more like a friendly connection between the bands and the organizers and the, you know, the visitors and everything. So, and Beatsteaks played my club, 300 capacity venue, twice in 2007, 2008, and they like really liked it, and they always wanted to come back to Slovenia. And you know, this year we finally like caught them with their like day off in the middle of the tour, so they can actually afford and come here.
Okay, many festivals become bigger each year, and what started as a small familiar festival ends up in a festival that sucks because it's too big, too commercial. And how does Punk Rock Holiday looks like in 5 years, maybe?
like I said before, pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, the location, like Metal Camp, it's limited to 12,000 people. So it's still a small festival. And even like Metal Camp looks like pretty awesome because of this diversity of the you know, of the location. Because it's not a field, it's not like a mass of tents or anything. It still looks like it's a like a natural habitat. So, but we, like I said, if we do this, we lose the like stage diving and everything. So we want to keep it like 4,000. And even the idea is once we see that it's going to be sold out, that we can actually have like 7,000 or 8,000 people. My idea is to keep it on this stage, 4,000 people, and do it twice in a row.
Okay.
You know, so one festival finishes, like everybody goes home and the new crew arrives and new bands arrive. And, you know.
Pretty cool, yeah.
I mean, it's, I never liked like big festivals, never. I mean, my club is like 350 capacity. First shows that I visited like in the beginning of 90s were in this club. I love this small scene and connection between bands and audience. And also, like I said before, it's like a friendly like in environment between okay. the bands and the organizer and the audience. And once you make it like big, you lose all that connection. So, you know, and like bands like Beatsticks in Slovenia, like Flogging Molly, you know, it's not like with this kind of lineup, it's going to be like 20,000 people. You know, that's for sure. You know, if you keep it underground, it can't like be like a 20,000 people festival.
Okay.
I don't think so. So I think like, I mean, the lineup, even if there wasn't for Beatsticks and Flogging Molly, if it was just like Less Than Jake and Anti-Flag and Bats Like This and Sick of It All, I mean, it's fine with me. It's fine with the audience, you know. I'm like, most of the audience like the whole idea of a festival more than actual that they would be like suckers for headliners, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, like some people are like, oh, when you're going to be like Offspring or something like that. You know? It's like, it's never going to happen, you know. We're not like a major festival, so forget about it. So it's more like, you know, yeah, like club atmosphere, like that's what we're trying to do.
You are running a venue in Ljubljana?
Yeah, Meteorko. Yes.
And what kind of venue is it? Is it more a pub or a club where it's disco in at the weekends or?
It's an underground venue. Metelkova, like the whole complex was squatted in 93, so it's like an ex-squat area with seven clubs. It kind of looks like a small Kreuzberg, so, you know, the clubs looks more the same as the clubs in the Kreuzberg area in Berlin, so it's mostly alternative. Even we have, like, of course, like, you have to make some money to support the shows during the weekend, so we do some, like, disco events on Fridays, but it's not like a disco with shitty music. It's like alternative stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, but we mostly host like punk bands, like metal bands, and stuff like that. So.
Mm-hmm. And does the venue and the festival bring you through the year, or do you have to do a regular job?
Like I said, like this, like 2014 was the first year that we actually broke even. So,
oh, okay.
The festival was a huge loss until now. So I do like a lot of jobs like during the year to basically survive and keep the festival going, because there's also no sponsors. Yeah, we like have a deal now with Monster and Budweiser. But as you can see, these are not Slovenian companies, you know. Nobody would support a festival like Punk Rock Holiday from Slovenia. And also, like, the budgets from the foreign, like, sponsors are extremely low, because Slovenia has, like, 2 million people. So nobody would invest in a market of just 2 million people, because you can't...
There are a lot of people coming from everywhere.
Yeah, so. Basically, yeah. But, you know, it's the same policy. If you have a sponsor that has a base in Slovenia, they just look at the numbers, you know.
Okay.
If it's selling energy drink and they invest into the festival, they're going to sell 100 cans more in Slovenia. So it doesn't make a difference that like there's like 1,000 Germans, you know, because the market is Slovenia. So they all look at it by the how many cans they sell when they invest into a festival like this.
And how did you get into punk rock?
When I was a kid, like, I was skateboarding, of course, and like then we were listening to hip-hop like the really early 90s, or maybe end of the 80s when I was like 10 years old. And then like we had some, basically just punk rock just naturally came to us like in the beginning of the 90s. So we all had like bands and, you know, play shows and stuff like that. And like 93, 94, like the whole scene developed, like the entire Slovenia. I think like punk rock music was basically mainstream then, you know, like all the shows, like in every city that you would go, like there was like punk rock shows happening everywhere. So it was great. So that's how I got involved into this. Like my first show I did when I was 17 in 95. And it was like a punk rock show in my hometown. And then in 97, I moved to Ljubljana and basically started working in Galahala when I was studying in Ljubljana. And I just stayed here. So Okay. That's more or less the history.
And what would be your dream lineup? Tell me five bands, active or already history, that you would like to see on stage. And what song should they perform? Definitely.
I really can't like say five bands. Like, you know, it's different. Like this year, I'm pretty much focusing on the European scene, like bands like Forest, Adrenalized, and stuff like that. You know, we have some pretty really amazing bands that can compete to the modern like punk rock scene in the US. So the whole Friday, I'm doing no American bands, just European bands. The whole lineup consists like only European bands. So I don't know. I just kind of like to see new bands like getting attention, and that's like kind of my dream lineup. So that you have, you know, new bands that are not like super headliners, and you still have people like really enjoying it and maybe discovering some new bands. So I would really suck of just like saying five names, but like all the bands that play Punk Rock Holiday are like kind of my favorite bands in a way. You know, we don't choose bands by how many people they could draw, but kind of like it's about taste. So if we like the band, we're going to book them, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not like if the agent or the manager tells us, oh, wow, but they sell like 3,000 capacities and blah, blah, blah. If we don't like it, we don't book it. So so it all goes like down to personal, basically, taste. And I think we like discover a niche, which is like not happening anywhere, you know. We don't book like metalcore bands or anything like that, you know. We book bands that we actually like, that we like them for like 20 years now. And I think like the scene was like pretty much dying already. So we said, okay, let's do a festival to boost the scene back, you know.
And is there something that you want to tell the people?
Yeah. Like I said before, like we're trying to do like a completely different approach to making a festival. So it's not a festival like you probably know it. It's more like the name says, it's a punk rock holiday. So it's like a relaxed 5 days in beautiful nature with shows during the day and in the evening, like more like a club type shows are happening. And it's an amazing vibe. You know, security is not really like it's on all the other festivals. Like, everything's so super relaxed. So the atmosphere at the festival is really like, I think it's like the headliner number one is the atmosphere.
Very good. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.